All right, so my name is Paloma González Bellido, and I'm a postdoctoral associate here at the MBL. And I work studying the camouflage and the visual systems of squids and cuttlefish. So right now, we're just going to walk down to the second floor of the MRC building, where I'm going to show you where we keep the European cuttlefish and the flamboyant cuttlefish. So these animals are so charismatic, you know. You can spend hours looking at them. Well, when you come into the room, they'll turn around and they'll look at you. Sometimes they will beg for food, putting their arms up. And they will definitely respond to the different patterns on the shirts that you have. So we know, for example, that if you have stripes on your shirt, they can see that. And they will actually react with the color on their skin differently than if you have a plain or a white shirt. We actually have the suspicion, because it's happened twice, that there is a particular shirt that it's checkered that they really don't like, because Trevor has got ink twice while wearing that shirt. He was just walking around the tank, just looking at the animals, trying to figure out what they were doing, and, you know, they turned towards him and ink him. So what you will see here, let's see if we can find one. Oh, they moved them. Here they are. So these are the flamboyant cuttlefish, and you can see why they call them flamboyant. They have pink colors and yellow colors and browns and whites, and not only that, but they have these extensions of their skin on the mantle that makes texture, so they can make themselves look a bit like algae, and in 3D they can change their shape in 3D. You can see this guy here looks very spiky. Can you see the extensions?
Yeah.
And you can see how they actually have the ability to make their skin look spiky, but also the colors at the top of the spikes is different from the color at the base of the spikes, and that increases the 3D visual impression that you get from these guys. So you can see this animal here is doing what's called the passing clouds display. You can see that it's a wave of color that moves along the animal. See that? But it's actually not known at the moment how that is controlled. Some species do it to stunt the prey, so the prey gets mesmerized by this display and then they attack it. Others do it as agonistic displays, so displays of male against male, to show, you know, who is better and who is bigger. At the moment in the lab, we're trying to figure out how they actually manage to do this. So which are the nerve cells that control all of these? And how can an animal that is an invertebrate do such a complex behavior? You know, what are the tricks that they're using? You know, many times what seems like the most crazy idea is the one that works. And you can't ahead of time say no to things because they look impossible or they look too crazy. You have to at least consider them and give them a go. And you have to really be enjoying what you do. When you're having fun and when you're relaxed, that's when the great ideas come up. You know, that and the middle of the night, when you wake up and you think, I know.